Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, and this is Rod Colon, and welcome to a new edition of OYC 21 on Wednesday, September 23rd, 2015, from Jackson, New Jersey, on Blog Talk Radio, online at blogtalkradio.com /OYC21. Our mission is to educate and empower students and professionals globally in how to network, a critical skill in managing one's career as a business. So think of it this way. What we're doing is bringing in the best, the brightest, the executives, folks from all around the world, and really finding out how they network. How do they manage their career? And few really, it's best practices. That's what we're gleaming from all the different programs. Today, I am so excited and honored to have a good friend, Dean Janice Warner, Ph.D. She is most interested in discovering ways to engage students so that they can see connections between their academic studies and their future careers. Her classes in business strategy include interactive, collaborative activities, including participation on virtual teams. She believes that applying knowledge builds experience that is invaluable in a student's future pursuits. Dr. Warner has served as Dean of the School of Business at Georgian Court University for 4 years and has 8-year tenure at the university following completion of her PhD in management from Rutgers University. Previously, she was an engineer and consultant in the telecommunications industry with a BS and MS degree in electrical engineering from Columbia University. Welcome to OYC 21, Janice. How are you?
Oh, very good, Rod. Thank you for the kind introduction.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Tell us, you know, Janice, that for as long as you know me, I'm always talking about managing one's career as a business, being the CEO of me, to own it. What does that mean to you?
Well, for me, especially since I teach strategy, it means that you have to have some sort of vision of what you want from your career. So either you're aiming for a particular position, or you're interested in a particular industry, or you're interested in having a particular lifestyle, or being able to do certain things like spend a lot of time in meetings or traveling, etc. You need to have that idea of what it is that will make a career successful for you, and then you want to always try and gear your career to getting the assignments that will lead you in that direction.
You know, Janice, you mentioned strategy, that you teach strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And in essence, organizations, corporations derive a strategy, which then says this, and I take it strategy is the direction that we're going, the heading, where's our GPS going?
Right.
How does an organization, not an individual, but I just say so because a lot of what a company does, we then take it and streamline it to an individual. But let's go just look at a corporation. How does a corporation begin to develop a strategy? What are the components that are needed to create a strategy?
Well, a company has to, first of all, know itself very well, what it's capable of doing and what it's doing well and what it's not doing so well. Then they also have to know their industry very well. They have to know who their competitors are, who they would most like to compete against and actually be successful against, and you know who is less of a competitor to them because they're not interested in that particular market. And so when you take both knowing yourself as a company and knowing the industry, you can then say, okay, I want to move our products and services and capabilities in a particular direction. And that's the vision that's usually set at a pretty high level, but with input from all the different stakeholders, employers, board of trustees, et cetera. And then from there on, you have to start setting goals at all levels. So there's high-level objectives, and then there's objectives for every or part of the organization to help that happen.
And Janice, everything that you've just shared, as the CEO of Rod Cologne in my own business, and then I'm managing my career as a business, to know self, as you said, that the organization needs to know self, the good and the bad, my weaknesses and my strengths, the industry, what I'm going after, the goals and setting multiple goals, is certainly something that's very applicable to an individual as well, thinking of themselves and running themselves as a business. So I love that. That was outstanding.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, definitely, and that's really important. And it, you have to remember, too, also strategies should be flexible. So as things change, so the industry changes or your own views change or your own vision changes, you need to be able to change as well and be open to new opportunities.
Yeah, so that's great. So now as the CEO of Janice Warner, Inc. Enterprises, how do you manage your day? How do you keep sane?
Okay, well, I also, as an engineer, I also did a lot of project management. So I do use a fairly, not rigid, but structured way of managing my day. So every Friday before I leave for the weekend, I kind of look at what happened this week, look at what needs to happen next week, and kind of prioritize what I want to get done next week. So that way I leave for the weekend, I can kind of put it out of my mind or, you know, have it working in the back of my mind of things that might have to get done next week. But I usually, it doesn't disturb my weekend, but it at least sets me on a right path for the following week. And then every day, at the end of the day, I look at that list and say, okay, these are the things I'm going to try to accomplish the next day. And I actually do a timeline of every hour in the day. Of course, I have appointments. Those are in there. But then I block off an hour for each thing. And then I try not to get distracted. So I do answer email like almost immediately, which is probably not the best thing to do. But if I have something I want to get done in an hour, I do try and put that aside unless it's really, really urgent. So again, just constantly looking at what goals are the most important for a particular day, making sure you block off some time to move on those, and then realizing that things are going to change and some things will have to be put off for another day.
Sure. Sure. Now, this is good. Let me just kind of take that a little bit because folks really enjoy the details, that the engineering aspects of it. So here you are sitting. It's a Friday afternoon. It's been a great week. And you're looking at something in reviewing your week. How do you have that information flow that you can quickly analyze the week? What are you looking at to determine that it was a successful week?
Well, the main thing I use actually is my calendaring system. So I
Excellent.
Use Microsoft Outlook. And so there you can set up tasks and you can also tag emails with dates that you want to deal with them. So I have all my emails that I'm not quite complete with because they're reminders that I need to look at something or do something. And I always tag them with a date of when to look at them so that that's organized. Plus, you know, as you know, you send me calendar requests, and that goes right on my calendar, so that helps as well. And it's just a great way of being able to sort through so many different tasks and emails and
sure.
organize it so that I can get some things accomplished.
Sure. So now that you've looked at the week and you've said, great stuff, oh, but there are a few things that I have to follow up on. What are you doing specifically to say on Monday? So it really allows you to have a comfortable and an enjoyable weekend, knowing that on Monday you know what to do. What are you doing to set that Monday morning up really well for you that you say when you walk in, you're in your office, you're like, okay, great, this is what I'll take a look at first. How do you do that?
I just look at the things that are tagged as being due in the next week, and I make a prioritization of what I think is the most important, and I pick a few of those for my Monday, right? And so then I actually, so this I do in a notebook. I actually do 8 to 9 o'clock, 9 to 10 o'clock, et cetera, put in
right,
my appointments
right.
there just to kind of sketch it out. And then I block off time. So actually, so this morning I have class on Thursday nights. I said, okay, I have to finish getting prepared for that class for tomorrow night because I know I'm going to be busy tomorrow. So that was the first thing on my block. And then, you know, I put in some other things like getting ready for this, and I have a bunch of career services panels that are coming up, so I have an hour
right.
set aside for just looking at that. So, and
that's
I try
awful.
To balance it so I know I'll get it done, so I don't put something I really don't want to do first thing in the morning necessarily.
Right.
You know, I try to switch up tasks so that I'm doing ones that I prefer more next to ones that I know just have to get done.
That's absolutely excellent. You're listening to OYC 21 on Blog Talk Radio. That's online at blogtalkradio.com/OYC21. Today our guest is Dean Janice Warner, PhD from Georgian Court University, the Dean of the School of Business. Let's change it up a little bit, Janice, as
sure.
far as LinkedIn, networking. That is certainly an area that I love, and folks always like to know how people network and how do they do it, because it's so different. Everyone has different styles, and we're all successfully networking, and that's one of the reasons for the show as well. But do you use LinkedIn, and if you do, how do you use it?
Yes, I'm on LinkedIn. I do use it. I probably don't update myself as much as I should, and I would like to do that as a goal. But mostly I use it to keep up to date with, you know, former colleagues, acquaintances, people I've met at physical networking situations, and then also, of course, to search people who I know I'm going to be meeting or that I met but I didn't learn enough about and who I was interested in furthering a relationship with. So it's just a great source of information. And sometimes I even just go through my friends and say, oh my gosh, I haven't spoken to that person in a while. I really need to do that. So it's also a good reminder of all the great people you do already know.
And Janice, since you have there are thousands of students that you come across all the time, year after year. If I'm a student and saying to you, you know, Dr. Warner, I've heard this LinkedIn thing is pretty good to stay in contact with individuals. You know,
mm-hmm.
what are some things that I should not do on LinkedIn? Because it will hurt or damage my brand. So giving some advice to our students out there, what would you recommend, things that you've seen in the past that it just makes you cringe when you see some student's profile sharing the following? What would that be?
I'm not sure I've seen any students that really have made me cringe, but I always tell them you need to remember this is really a professional site. It's for careers. It's not really a social site. You know, there's certainly some social aspects on it, but if you're trying to just stay connected with friends, that should be on a different platform, and this really should be for professional relationships. So you want to, I guess, sometimes photos being used as the profile picture, there could be better ones. I mean, it should the photo, for example, should be a professional photo, which doesn't mean that a professional needed to take it, but that it's, you know, you're dressed professionally and that you've taken some time to make sure it's clear and it, you know, it looks like you're in a professional setting. So that's pretty important. As far as what people post on their profiles, because LinkedIn steps you through setting up a profile, I haven't seen that as being a big problem.
Right.
So I think it's great because it is set up as a professional networking platform. So I think most people don't stray too far from what it's intended for.
Mm-hmm. So here you are at a professional association, Janice, with colleagues and peers in the business industry. And tell us about your style at this event, at any event, where you're there representing yourself and the university. How do you like to network? How do you like for someone to approach you? What's, you know, how about the follow-up? How do you follow up? So So take us through this, you know, networking event and what's on your mind, and how do you find someone to talk to, and what do you typically talk about, and how do you work it out that you agree to follow up with them? What's your style?
Okay. So I mostly go to events like chamber events, the New Jersey Chamber, the Monmouth Ocean Development Council, and things like that. And I guess over time, of course, I know some of the people that attend that as well. So, of course, it's always nice to go see people who you know and say hello. But I usually try to search out people I haven't met before. I usually try to approach really either somebody by themselves at a given time or small groups of people so that, you know, clearly they're not engaged in a deep conversation already, and I can it could be more of a conversation that I'm participating in directly. So once I've done that, of course, most of my objectives as dean of the business school is to find opportunities for students. So I'm looking for potential career opportunities, internship opportunities, but then also changes in the industry that we need to bring back to the classroom. So usually by saying what I'm doing, that kind of generates some interest. People seem to be interested in what's going on in academia, so that's always nice.
Right.
And then, I'm always interested in what companies exist in New Jersey and the surrounding area and what's going on. So it's usually pretty easy to strike up a conversation, and if something comes out of it that seems like it would be relevant to what we do at our school, I just immediately follow up when I get back with an email saying, you know, I really enjoyed meeting you, and can we talk further about what we discussed at the networking event.
Sure.
And in any case, even if that doesn't happen, but it does seem like it might be a worthwhile relationship, I connect with them on LinkedIn.
Excellent. Now, if we have a student, your level one connection on LinkedIn, and they see someone that you know would be of benefit to them to pick up some information, maybe it's an internship or job, a program, a volunteer, what do you expect from that student to give you to make that introduction possible? In essence, what do they have to either write or provide or share? What value would you expect from them so that you're comfortable in making the introduction?
Good question. So usually I would ask at least for a resume, so I could see that what they're offering is something that I think the contact would find beneficial. So definitely a resume. And if I know already that person is in a position to potentially have something that the student can apply for, then I would also want to speak to them about what their objectives are and talk to them about what a good cover letter or a good introductory email or request for connection should contain. So it would be on a case-by-case basis, basically. But, yes, I would like to talk to the student before just making the introduction, unless I knew the student really, really well.
Right. Janice, one of the issues I find with our, I guess you could say professionals as well, but really mostly in our youth, in our college and high school students, is their fear or being intimidated by the ask, to ask mm-hmm. for support, to ask for help. So in their social media world, the texting and all pictures and flying back and forth, I mean, it's never an issue, and many times it's not. It's something very easy for them. But when it comes to asking you, the dean, for an introduction to someone, mm-hmm. they just freeze. They can't get it over the hump of the obstacle in their mind to say that you're too busy. You know, who am I to ask the dean for an introduction? It really near kills them to ask for that support. what could you share or encourage them to say, have no fear, you know, help us through that?
Good question, too. Well, I know the feeling. I certainly never liked to ask people in authority for help either. So I certainly know the feeling, and I can certainly empathize. The lucky thing for our students at Georgian Court, because we're a small environment, I have every single one of them before they graduate because the strategy class is our capstone class. So I do get to know them, and I think that fear goes away. But really, I think maybe that's something I need to think about a little bit more. It seems like I haven't had that issue because I do get to know the students, but it certainly could be introduced as a theme of, you know, it never hurts to ask for help because the worst that could happen is if the person says no. You know, we've all heard that before. So, and, you know, it's still, even though they'd have to ask somebody they know for help, it is someone they know. It's not asking out of the blue. And I've already connected with them, so clearly I'm willing to help them or at least be associated with them, right, or connected with them. So I think, you know, if they once they start realizing this is a way to meet people, not just have these connections in on the internet, they will start getting more and more comfortable. And, you know, I know it could be a very hard thing because it was certainly in my early career, it was a very hard thing for me too. So I think I can offer that empathy.
Yeah, well, the students are certainly lucky at Georgian Court to have you, and having that one-to-one relationship certainly that helps, but which is great. But there's so many outside, and just in all my travels, that it's a struggle.
Yeah.
And if we had if I could wave my wand like Tinkerbell and say, don't worry about the ask, and make that happen, would absolutely be great. You're listening to Own Your Career on OYC 21 from Jackson, New Jersey, on Blog Talk Radio, online at blogtalkradio.com/OYC21, where the OYC stands for Own Your Career 21 for the 21st century. Our guest today is Dean Janice Warner from Georgian Court University. Janice, how do you broadcast your brand? And this is not, you know, how do you tell others about who you are, what you do, where you're going? How do you do that? not an easy one. It's not an easy question.
Yeah, no, it's not an easy one. I don't know that I do it explicitly to broadcast my brand, per se.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
my philosophy is I always want to be known as someone who's collaborative and who works hard and who can be counted on to get the job done. And so I think just by modeling that and not trying to always bring all the impacted people together, that sort of happens. So, you know, I'm not sure I do it so explicitly. Of course, I try to keep anything updated that represents me. That's, of course, important. But as far as my brand per se, I think I just try to model that.
Okay. As a coach of many students and mm-hmm. in your circle, in your network, and as you're interviewing many as well, that's part of your role as a head of the School of Business,
mm-hmm.
we're always told to what makes us unique, what separates us from the others. And at the same time, to do it in a way that's not boldacious, that I'm being cocky, that I'm, you know, look at me and sticking out your chest. But yet sometimes humble means quiet, and then the message never gets out.
Mm-hmm.
Help us with what's the right tone and what are the things that you like to hear and see and read that creates that uniqueness that each one has.
Yes. So cockiness often puts people off, and it certainly would put me off to some degree. You do want to you know, many employers today are really looking for people who work well with others and who can work on teams, because that teamwork is so important in industry today. So I think sometimes a student or person can benefit from actually promoting how they worked on the team and the other team players, not just themselves. So sometimes they can look even better by saying, you know, I was part of this team where there was this person who did this and this person that did that, and that complemented so well with what I did. I think that plays so well because the person understands, first of all, that they didn't do it alone, but they had a major contribution, and they also were effective team players because they understood other people had contributions as well. So I think that's kind of important. Like, a lot of times students in group projects will either try to take over the group or just constantly go in their own direction rather than take the ideas of their you know, the other people in their group. And that never comes off as well. I mean, it's always much better when, you know, a student works on the part that is their strength and brings other people with them by saying, well, you know, you can do a really great job on this because I know you know how to do, you know, spreadsheets much better than I do, et cetera. So
awesome.
I think a person, yeah, really benefits by showing how well they work with each other and can bring others along more so than saying, look how great I am.
Love it. Janice, how is the best way for someone who's listening in to reach out to you?
Well, I'm on LinkedIn, so that's certainly a way. And then also, if you come to georgian.edu, our website, you can find me. Our email addresses are very easy. It's just first initial last name at georgian.edu. So email is very easy, but LinkedIn is, of course, a good way to find out a little bit more about me and connect as well.
That's awesome. Janice, thank you so much for being our guest today. It's great information, just great insight. Really appreciate your time.
I had a great time. Rod, it's always great to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely. Thank you. And that was Dean Janice Warner, PhD, from Georgian Court University. She runs the School of Business at my alma mater and spend quite a bit of time at the school and certainly with the students. That was just absolutely great. To find out more information on how to own your career, visit my website on rodcolone.com. I'd love to hear from you during the week. Make sure you join our LinkedIn group, Own Your Career with Rod Colone. Here you can post your career questions and be part of a global group committed to running their career as a business. The CEO of Me Inc., I appreciate you, our listeners. I know how difficult it is to own your career. Thanks for listening in. God bless you. Keep the faith and networking alive. And on to our next episode of OYC 21. This is Rod Colone, and Own Your Career.